This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, March 6th. God's word for you today is Divine Turn. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 11, verse 24 to 25, which says, "One person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. Be generous, and you will be prosperous. Help others, and you will be helped." By the grace of God, your turning point has begun. Therefore, expect a turnaround from darkness to light. Expect a turnaround from the prison to the palace. Expect a turnaround from sorrow to joy, in the name of Jesus. In one day, Israel, the man who thought he had lost three children, recovered all three children, and one of them was a prime minister. Today is your one day, and your turnaround will be definite and positive in the mighty name of Jesus. Expect a turnaround from penury to plenty. A classic example is the story of the widow of Zarephath in 1 Kings 17, verse 7 to 16. Please read. This is one story that I wrestled with earlier on in my walk with God. It was just a tough one, and if you are a logical person, you will be able to relate with this. 1 Kings 17, verse 7 says, "But after a while, the brook dried up, for there was no rainfall anywhere in the land. This is Elijah. He had been eating and feeding fat. Meanwhile, everyone else was experiencing famine at the time." 1 Kings 17, verse 8 to 10 says, "Then the Lord said to Elijah, 'Go and live in the village of Zarephath, near the city of Sidon. I have instructed a widow there to feed you.' So he went to Zarephath. As he arrived at the gate of the village, he saw a widow gathering sticks, and he asked her, 'Would you please bring me a little water in a cup?' Elijah was testing her generosity." 1 Kings 17, verse 11 to 12 says, "As she was going to get it, he called to her, 'Bring me a bite of bread too.' But she said, 'I swear by the Lord your God that I don't have a single piece of bread in the house, and I have only a handful of flour left in the jar and a little cooking oil in the bottom of the jug. I was just gathering a few sticks to cook this last meal, and then my son and I will die.'" Now, remember that God had said to Elijah that he had instructed this widow to feed him throughout the famine. Do not try to reason God out. God will do things that will blow your imagination in the mighty name of Jesus. 1 Kings 17, verse 13 says, "But Elijah said to her, 'Don't be afraid. Go ahead and do just what you've said, but make a little bread for me first.'" Remember that this is a prophet that had been eating throughout the season of famine. His cheeks were probably rosy. As for the widow, last meal means he had probably emaciated. If Twitter advocates get hold of Elijah, and he calls himself a man of God, taking the food of a widow, just look at his picture. One of the biggest mistakes the church can ever make is trying to explain itself to the world. The armor that works for us is not understood by the world, but when you try to wear their armor, it will not work for you. I literally came out of poverty by giving. By God's grace, my parents are not poor, but I decided that I was not going to depend on anybody. Let God be God, and I gave myself out of poverty. Then someone is trying to convince me not to give. May you not remain in poverty. Say amen. 1 Kings 17, verse 14 says, "For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says: There will always be flour and olive oil left in your containers." Profound. Let us pray. Father, I declare that I will experience a divine turning point in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.